From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Senate today narrowly rejected an attempt to strip the Environmental Protection Agency of its power to regulate greenhouse gases. The measure had strong backing from Senate Republicans, who have also opposed congressional efforts to place such limits. It was the Senate's first debate on climate change policy, and the results suggest that that debate is far from over, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
At issue today was the EPA's authority, upheld by the Supreme Court, to regulate six greenhouse gases found to endanger public health under the Clean Air Act. Republican leader Mitch McConnell called the EPA's plan to start restricting emissions by the biggest polluters next year a backdoor national energy tax. And he said Congress, not the EPA, should decide how to reduce greenhouse emissions.
But now that it's clear Congress won't pass this new national energy tax this year, the administration has shifted course and is now trying to get it done through the back door, what they haven't been able to get through the front door.
Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski, whose top campaign contributors include electric utilities and the oil industry, led the effort to overturn the EPA's planned regulation of greenhouse gases.
It would reduce emissions at an unreasonably high cost and through an unnecessarily bureaucratic process.
Republicans charged that putting limits on gases such as carbon dioxide would end up costing jobs. That resonated with the half-dozen Democrats who voted with every Republican to bring up Murkowski's resolution of disapproval. One of those Democrats was West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, who said he was simply looking out for his state's coal miners.
Their work matters. Their lives matter. And any regulatory solution that creates more problems than it fixes and causes more harm than good is the real lives of real people. If they're affected badly, that is no solution at all.
Even with the Democrats who'd crossed the aisle, the vote to bring up the measure still fell four votes short of a simple majority. Majority Leader Harry Reid was scornful of the effort.
Forcing this vote seems to be a largely partisan political ploy designed to divide Democrats and Republicans and to pander to the dirty, just say no crowd.
And Barbara Boxer, the California Democrat who chairs the Environment Committee, brought out large photos of oil-drenched birds during the debate.
It seems to me more than ironic that Senator Murkowski is advocating repealing the scientific finding that too much carbon pollution in the air is dangerous, at the same time that every American sees graphic evidence on television every single day of the deadly carbon pollution in the Gulf of Mexico.
Democrats accuse Republicans of bowing to the wishes of oil industry lobbyists, but it was clear at least one Republican was also open to moving stalled climate change legislation, and that was South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
You don't have to believe in the planet's going to melt tomorrow, but this idea that what comes out of cars and trucks and coal-fired plants is good for us makes no sense to me.
Former Democratic Senator Tim Wirth says if the Senate does take up climate change legislation, it will be because Republicans like Graham would rather pass a law than leave it up to the EPA.
Potential action by EPA is certainly a spur to the Congress to act legislatively. And if you remove EPA's ability to regulate, you know, there is therefore no remaining requirement that Congress act in the public interest.
Majority Leader Reid intends to take up a climate change bill next month. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.